Brian Peck drives to rural towns and children's hospitals every week, bringing music to kids who need it most. He dreams of showing people the importance of music in a child's life. American Family Insurance is helping make that happen right now. Wherever your dreams take you, we'll be there to protect you. Learn more about American Family's auto insurance at amfam.com. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 check this out. This is Fresh Get Out of the China Man with the 2 Live Crew.
Yo, yo, what's up, y'all? It's me, DMC.
What's up, y'all? This is the Boy Master P.
Yo, check us out. Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DLC.
This is your boy, C-Murder.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
This is your boy, DJ Paul KOL 365.
Young Busy Ball.
Vice One.
Yo, this is DJ Reddy Red.
What up, what up, what up? This is the real Rick Ross. You listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
This is the show that shows no limits, broadcast nothing but the real. Interviews with legendary artists, still got love for the underground feel. Rappers with records reveal that addition to rappers that come and get them put on. We need the platform to fight the mainstream. The show that you need to be on. Hit up UGS for life on the screen and follow with Witches.com. For all of your needs, production and mixing and mastering, graphics, and shadow design. Check out the archives and touch with the shows. Plenty of content to view it is. Everything free to download and stream. Oh yeah, we deserve the real reviews.
We got
trouble,
we beat, we fight, our bitch, we represent. All them chillers on the mic, we show love to all you fans. Baby, keep the focus, bringing nothing but the rhythm. Come and tune into the dopest.
I'm a man-made guy, crazy, knocking all you rappers off. It's underground society, it's UGS for life, dog. Hip hop, AD, representing for them legends. Rapping mumble rappers, so we ain't sitting on the hips. Two pocket beats, dreaming, thank you for the bliss. It's a murder master music show. Free the homie gangs to grow. I see these rappers on these streets. I got my chopper about to blow. Stay up on that raw shit, uncut street shit.
Yeah, we're back right here on the Murder Master Music Show, episode 469. And we got a dope show going on tonight, man. Pittsburgh, man. Tell everybody who we got in the building tonight, brother.
Yeah, man, sorry about the little delay. I know we went through a song, and we stayed on break for a little while, man. But, you know, everybody's just running a little late tonight. But we got the homie Solomon Childs. He's on the line right now. Let's bring him on, man. Solomon Childs, what's good, man?
Solomon Childs in the building, man. Solomon Childs, Theodore Unit, man. How you doing, brother?
I'm all right, y'all. What's going down? How's everybody doing?
Man, real good, man. Real good.
Thank you, man. Yes, sir, man. We're glad to have you, man. I'm glad you called. Let's dive right back into it, man. Let's see. I like to give people a little bit of backstory on everybody, man. But we will talk about what you got going on right now and everything. But what was your introduction to hip hop, man?
My introduction to hip hop.
How'd you get in the game?
I got in the game through other music. You know what I mean? My mom's was, she used to love Sade and Whitney Houston, God bless her, and, you know, Pat Benatar and, you know, those kind of songs, you know what I mean? So, you know, when I was small, I knew about all those kind of artists and all of that, you know what I mean? And my dad, he was like a country western type of dude. He liked Conway Twitty and, you know, George Strait and Randy Travis and Dolly Parton, Willie Nelson type of music. So, you know, I was music savvy, you know what I mean? And it was like, you know, my cousins and them, they was into, like, you know, hip-hop music, but I didn't really know nothing about hip-hop music. So, you know, when they had put me on, like, you know, one day we was in the cafeteria and they started singing I Got It Made by Special Ed. And when they started singing that, I was like, well, you know, that ain't Dolly Parton. You know, that ain't Conway Twitty. But, you know, what was going on? What is this right here? And, you know, they basically, you know, put me on the way I could find the music at, which was Video Music Box. And, you know, after that, it was like, you know, it was a done deal. At that point, and I seen the videos, and, you know, at that point, I was like, you know, this is what I want to do in life.
So, you ended up being a member of the Theodore Unit, but you were also like a Wu-Tang affiliate too, though. You weren't just in Theodore Unit, right? Like you were part of the Wu-Tang music group.
Yeah, I don't really like that word. I don't like the word affiliate, because affiliate sounds like...
That's why you say that, like, man, because Crumb Snatcher didn't like it, and Hellraiser didn't like it either. they didn't like that shit.
You know what I mean? I don't like affiliate. I think I don't like affiliate because an affiliate is somebody who came in with Wu-Tang. Maybe they had got on a song or something with a Wu-Tang member. And now, you know, they doing whatever they doing, you know, or however it's going down. I'm a little bit more than that. You know what I mean? Ghost is my first cousin. Capadonna is my god brother. You know what I mean? I grew up with these kids. You know what I mean?
Aren't you related to Divine?
Huh?
Are you related to Divine?
What, RZA's brother Divine?
Yeah.
Nah, I'm not related to him, but you might as well
say
I'm
related to him. Okay, my bad,
because he damn near raised me.
Okay, yeah, okay, my bad.
That's why I look at it different, you know what I mean? It's just a different vibe for me, you know what I mean? So, that's my family. I don't look at me as being an affiliate. That's more my family.
I understand that. I respect that. Now, you were the first album that Theodore Unit released was 718, and you had a couple tracks on that. Tell us a little bit about the Theodore Unit, man. What was that as a group, and why did you end up leaving after that album?
Well, the Theodore Unit was a great album. You know, it was a great collaboration, it was a great collaboration of us together as a whole. As you know, I mean, we basically got down with each other on it, and I didn't leave for, anything bad, I just basically left because it was like, it came a time where, the chicken had to leave the nest.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I had to go out and do my own thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I understand that because, I mean, you left and it felt like you were stagnant for a while and you fell off or anything. I mean, you released a lot of music and kept your name going, you know what I mean? So I didn't think there was any animosity there, you know what I mean? I just wanted to make sure, you know what I'm saying? Because I never heard of any animosity between you guys, you know what I'm saying?
I imagine you guys still work together, don't you?
Yeah, definitely. You know, we definitely still work together. And, at the end of the day, we quarrel like any other family quarrels. You know what I mean? You always, you'll have an argument with your older brother because he ate one of your cookies. You know what I mean? And you told him, yo, don't touch my cookies, bro. I told you not to touch my cookies, bro. And you might have a little altercation with him for a short period of time, but it's never going to last, and it's never going to be nothing more than, a few words. And, at the end of the day, holidays are going to come around, and y'all going to hug and kiss like y'all supposed to.
Hell yeah, man. That's good, man, because...
That's a good perspective.
All of you guys, man, everybody from the Wu-Tang music group, like not just the Wu-Tang clan, like the entire Wu-Tang family, the people outside of the group all have their own story and their own legacy. That's what I always liked about it. Like I said, we just had Hellraiser on. We had Crumb Snatcher on. That's what I always liked about it was you guys always stood on your own two feet while staying a family, like, you know what I mean? And that's what I always appreciated about just the Wu-Tang music family in general. You know what I'm saying?
To display unity.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Indeed. Because only the strong survive, man. You know what I mean? And you can't really, you can't abandon shit because of a disagreement that you may have with your brother. Because if you abandon ship from a disagreement you had with your brother, guess what? I don't think you guys were really brothers.
Yeah. Definitely. Now, were you around those guys a lot back in, like, 2003 when Old Dirty passed away?
Oh, of course. Again, that's why I stress to you, I'm not an affiliate. I've been around since. You know,
I've been around since the day.
You know what I mean? There's nothing or anything that I haven't seen or been a part of or know about, or there's nothing. I mean, if it happened, I was there for it.
Okay, what was your last memory of Old Dirty Bastard, if you don't mind sharing that with us, man?
My last memory of the guards probably was the Wu-Tang was doing the Apollo. And when they was doing the Apollo, you know, everybody was there but Dirt. And, everybody was having a good time. They was chilling, whatever. And all you hear up the block is the massive pounding beat coming up the block. Something exclusive that you didn't even hear before. And, I mean, it's rocking. And I'm like, oh, man, what is this right here? Who is this coming? And you could see the guard, and he was in his car, and he was, you know, he just was looking like, you know, he was looking like the Batman. But then when he got to you, you know what I mean, you thinking that he's going to come and be like, yo, what's up? What's up, y'all? Yeah, y'all see me, I'm here. What's up? But he didn't even come like that. He was so intellectual, and he was so educated and so smart, you know. So it was like, you know, on that wave, you know, I was very impressed with who he was. And, you know, just, you know, and it was like he embraced me, like, yo, what up, Solomon? You know what I mean? And it was just like, you know, it was like being consoled by your older brother. You know what I mean? It just felt good.
Mm.
And, you know, that was my last memory of him.
Damn, man. Thanks for sharing that with us, man. And I always like to hear them ODB stories and stuff, man. And I don't expect people to tell me, like, crazy, outrageous stories. I like to hear about people's last memories of them and the good times, because those are always the best stories to me. Because, like, Old Dirty was a one-of-a-kind dude. And I think
never be another Old Dirty. That's for damn sure, man. Never.
Never. And I think what gets lost in all of
it
is there's so many of those stories about how great of a dude he was. You know what I mean? Like, just what a good person he was, and how lovable he was. You know what I mean? And I think that people get they don't focus on those stories enough. You know what I'm saying? Like, they try to focus on negative things. And I don't know, man. I've followed the Wu-Tang Clan majority of my life. And I've heard the way that everybody spoke of him while he was here. And I just can imagine that he was a great dude. You know what I mean? Like, that was always the image I had of him. You know what I'm saying? Was he was a good person. And, you know, everybody always want to bring up the party and stuff. And, of course, he had his demons or whatever. But, you know, my favorite stories that I hear about him are the good ones. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No doubt. Well, I'll tell you what, let's take a break, man. Let's go to a track real quick, and then we'll come back and chop it up with Solomon. I want to find out what you got coming out here in the future. You know what I'm saying? See what's going on. But let's go to this one here, man. This one's Major, man. Tell everybody about that one, Pittsburgh.
You want me to say about it first?
Yeah, is this Major? I'm getting ready to play right now.
I sent them to you, man. I sent you Said Yo and then the one with Capadonna.
Yeah, this one with Capadonna, I think, right here.
Yeah, this
we'll
is
right
Major featuring Capadonna, man. Let's just go ahead and give him this one. We'll be right
child.
Back.
Paint murder like Wesley. Faggots, your war stories don't impress me. Yeah. Warm, so the rest. Booker's well as the next. Larry Davis reenacted.
Come on.
We putting them niggas who be talking to killers in comas. Depth is so deep. You ever seen a nigga eyes roll back on the block till I die with that medicine? I will emerge for rap, will emerge for mine. I want niggas to learn they can't stand one. So I won't feel guilty when I'm receiving my Grammy. Get counting my blessings. Hoping my old earth make it all the way to the top.
Uh-huh.
Asking the law, give me strength if the knives have to pop.
What?
The fence put a bullet in the head of my great dame. Poverty child, I feel mama's pain. Walking in my daddy's shoes, shame. Priest is in my state green, criminalized. Police know us as a 9mm team. And we don't smoke poopy. Find us where niggas can climax. We major players all around the board. And done pit niggas all around the board. Headliners. Killer be killed, so you better move when it's time to move or get filled. We major players all around the board, and done bit niggas all around the board. Headliners, killer be killed, so you better move when it's time to move or get filled.
Pillars for life team, we fight schemes. Nigga fall back, Staten Island. We all black, carry the Mac. Motherfuckers, Osama Allen. We've been wildin' from Murder Hill all the way to Jungle Nils. Fuck y'all niggas, we gotta pay the bills. Nigga move over, two-faced the rappers. All you deep-throated underground niggas right here. Put this in your Range Rovers. Staten Island soldiers, New York City post up. Gas out the hostess. We kill our enemies, we move like centipedes. We the stampedes that crush the industries. Eliminated the herpes, the dirt G's. The mud might leak. We throw cold on set now, don't nobody speak.
Fucking word. Fucking
stat now, pit bull niggas. Straight up and down. Snatch pocketbooks and all that shit. Niggas still hungry. Osama Allen. Murder Hill, Body B, nigga. State gangster. For you crackheads and crybabies. Word up, Killer B, what up, baby? Stab that nigga. Word up. Take the nigga chain, you know what I'm saying? Nigga, we trying to, nigga, we need meals up in here. Big bowls of fucking cereal, bitch.
Yeah, we're back right here at Murder Master Music Show. We got Solomon Childs in the place right now. You know what I'm saying? We're going to take a couple callers here in a minute. And that's what I'm talking about, Solomon. You there, Pittsburgh?
Yeah, that's one of my joints right
Yeah, man. I picked that joint, man. I wanted to play that one, man. I always liked that one. I was wondering, man, what did you think of the new Wu-Tang album, man? Did you hear it, the one they just released?
Yeah, I heard a few songs off it. Matt Mathis did it.
Mm. What did you think of it, man? You liked it?
I mean, I think it was hot. I always admire my brother's work, you know what I mean? Because they always, you know, they always give you their all, you know what I mean? No matter what, you know what I mean? It's always a lesson to be learned throughout each project. You know what I mean? Mm. The lesson never stays the same. So that's why a lot of people don't really understand or get it sometimes, where they may say, like, you know, oh, this may not be as hard as the other album. That's because it ain't the same message. It's a different message. You got to take heed to the message that's being taught to you. Every time you go to school and you go to class, you're not taught the same lesson. You're taught something different. So there's going to be some lessons that's going to intrigue you, and you're going to be like, oh, wow, that was hard. I'm glad I learned that. And then there's going to be some lessons that you learn, and you're going to be like, oh, yeah, no doubt, all right. But see, you don't know the true jewelers that now you know that lesson.
Mm. Yeah. Really one of the more noticeable things I keep hearing is that, the absence of You God on the album. Do you know anything about why You God wasn't on the album?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, you know, honestly, I couldn't answer that. I would say, you know, maybe the God just got other priorities that may have came about and he wasn't able to get to doing what he needed to do. I don't really, you know, be knowing too much history or, you know, business that doesn't pertain really to me. If it pertains to me, then 9 times out of 10, I know it backwards and forwards. But if it's hearsay or, you know, gossip, I don't really know too much about it because, you know, at the end of the day, I like to mind my own business.
I feel you, man. I feel you. I respect that. Real quick, did you want to happen to heard that once upon a time in Shaolin, the one copy album that they sold to the pharmaceutical dude?
Nah, I don't even know what's on that album, man. I mean,
I don't really talk about it too much, man. The only thing I ever heard about it was RZA said that it sounded more like the era of, like, Wu-Tang Forever. It was, like, that kind of a sound. But, like, they don't even really talk about what's on that, man. Like, it kind of kills me, you know what I mean? Like, I want to know something about it. Like,
I don't know.
Yeah, man. Well, I think we got a caller, man.
I think what it comes down to is this. You know, Wu-Tang artists are kind of different than other artists. Whereas, you know, I don't know how. I can only speak. You know that saying where they say you can only speak for yourself. So,
mm-hmm.
I can only speak for Wu-Tang artists knowing that, you know, when it comes to Wu-Tang artists record on the regular. I'm leaving the studio right now with Remedy, Inspector Deck, and Streetlight. And what they was in there doing was recording. Features. Projects they got coming up, things they got for other people, that's what they was in there doing. We always recorded, all the time. It's never a dull moment. We always recorded.
So yourself, and you guys got a vault full of shit that no one's ever heard probably.
So 9 times out of 10, if there's a project out there and it got, you know, songs on it. I could go in my archive right now and pull out 5 albums of fire.
Hell yeah. Let's bring on the caller. We got the caller Sin from France. What's up, Sin? How you doing, brother?
Hey, hi, Scott. Hi, Pat. Hi, Solomon Child. Solomon Child, tell us about your song "Be My Girl," and you took the deep sample of Dramatics' "Be My Girl." It was very dope. And also, tell us about this song "Too Much War." You sampled also "Tell Deep on the Grass, Come Go With Me." It was very dope, a deep song.
Did you get that, man?
Be My Girl. Was, you know, a pretty dope song. I'm not mistaken. I think Falling Down did the production on that beat. If I'm not mistaken, I'm not sure who did the production on that beat. But, you know, Be My Girl was a classic. I love Be My Girl. That's one of my favorite songs.
Yes,
I just basically heard it. And I rocked to it. I adapted to it. It was pretty big. I loved it from the gate, from the first time I ever heard it, and I thought it was great.
Too Much War. You sampled also "Tell Deep on the Grass." It was crazy.
What's that, Sin?
Saying "Too Much War." Can you tell us about this song too? "Turn Deep on the Grass, Come Go With Me."
Come Go With Me?
I said about "Too Much War" song.
Too much. Your song "Too Much World," and he's talking about the samples you used with the Teddy Pendergrass.
Oh, too much war. Too much war.
Too much war. Okay, my bad. I'm not good.
Too Much War is a dope song too. Too Much War is basically, you know, it was, I wanted you to feel, you know, the song needed to have a strong production because the message was so strong in the song. So, you know, I needed to find, you know, I always pick my own beats. You know what I mean? I may get, you know, 20, 15, 20 beats. You know what I mean? But I always pick my own beats, you know, because it's certain feelings that I want to bring forth. I'm just not looking for a hot beat. I'm looking for a feeling, you know, and with that feeling is what really is brought forth to make that song.
So deep.
So that's
definitely
probably why
I picked
that beat. You know, that's why I picked that beat for that song.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for calling, Sin. I appreciate you, brother.
Yeah, thanks.
All the way from France.
Sir.
It's like 4 o'clock in the morning over there or some shit.
Yeah, 5.
you ever do tours overseas, Solomon? You ever tour overseas before?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, man. Everybody we have on the tours over there, man, they talk about how much the fans over there just love hip hop, man. You like doing it over there, man?
Yeah, it's a different atmosphere over there. You know, if it was possible, man, I would basically tour over there. I wouldn't even tour nowhere else.
Yeah. Mm.
Why do you think that is?
I mean, you know, it's like, you know, let me tell you something. It's deep because, you know, like Australia is like, you know, deep in the past, you know what I mean? So it's always, always just like a time barrier, you know, a different time barrier.
Yeah.
Yeah, I always
they respect the culture.
They liked it because, like, we're in America. Like, if you're from the East Coast, like, we're divided in hip hop. You know what I mean? Like, there was the East Coast West thing, and then like even in like, you know, just being on the East Coast, like some people like they fuck with the Wu-Tang. Other people might fuck with the Diplomats, or you know what I mean? Like, everybody has like these lines and like these false loyalties to shit, and like I think overseas, like they don't really know about all that.
They just
and
love
they
the
just like appreciate it all, and just they're just happy that it's there. You know what I'm saying? But I just think there's so many barriers in hip hop that it's crazy. Like, we're the only, you know, music genre that splits everything up. Like, you never hear people say, like, oh, I like East Coast punk rock music. Like, you know
I
what
like
I mean? Cool, but like, that, in hip-hop, we do that. And I just think overseas that they don't know those biases. You know what I'm saying?
But
indeed.
In France and Germany, we keep essence of hip-hop.
Yeah, exactly. You guys just look at it as hip-hop. We always try to put different labels on it. But at the end of the day, it's all the same thing, man. It's just people use different things. Like, different styles talk different. And that's why I try to fuck with everything, man, because I think everywhere has, something good out there, man. You know what I mean? But what you got going on right now, Solomon, man? I know your discography is thick, man. Like, you got... I don't even know how many albums you got, man. So what you got cooking right now, man?
Well, right now I got cooking. I got a TV series. It's not a TV series. It's like a reality show type of deal that's coming out right now, the top of the year. I got a movie coming out next year, summer. And then I got like 3 album projects that I'm working on right now. I got an album that drops December 15th with Chamber Music, called Don't Ask Permission, Ask for Forgiveness. And then, you know, the album after that will be Tattoos Last Longer Than Relationships. So, you know, I got a lot of work that I'm doing.
Wow, man. So you got a
and
TV
at the same
series,
token,
man.
Yeah, at the same time, I'm still doing features, you know. So any artists out there, you know, hit me up. I'm definitely workable when it comes to features, you know what I mean? I'm not charging an arm and a leg. I'm doing it for the love. I'm trying to get, you know, get you to get to the next step. So, you know, I'm definitely, you know, grinding it out. You know, I got a cartoon animated series that's coming out next year on by Valentine's Day. You know what I mean? So, you know, I'm just trying to grind it out, man.
Wow, that's what's up, man. I didn't know you were
that's
good.
Yeah, I recommend, man, anybody listening, get that dude for features, man. I imagine you spit a cold 16. You know what I'm saying? But what's your criteria, though? I see a lot of legends artists, like, they'll actually work with anybody that fucking pays them. And it makes them look bad because they'll spit a crazy dope verse, and then the guy that they're spitting with ain't as, nowhere near as good. Do you say fuck them dudes and just fuck with the talented? What's your criteria for who you work with, bro?
Nah, because in my eyes, there's no acceptance. You know,
yeah.
I'm more of the type of person that delivery is your delivery. The way, however you deliver the project is how you deliver the project. You know what I mean? I'm not gonna hold you accountable because your delivery may not sound like the next man's delivery. I'm just the type of person that, you know, if you've got the lyrics and they dope and we making a dope song together, let's make the dope song together. Because, you know, it might be in another language, but you probably killing it in your language. You know what I mean? And, you know, music is elevation. So, you know, I'm basically looking to elevate the mind, body, and soul with my thoughts. And, you know, when you do go to the translator, you'll see what I was talking about. And when I go to the translator, I'll see what you was talking about.
That's a good way of putting it, man. Real talk. Real talk, man. Shout out
real
to you,
man. Look, Solomon, man, we started a little late, man. We got to get out of here, man. We got to end it.
Give them your social media.
I want to give you the floor, man. I want to give you the floor. Give everybody your handle, what you got dropping, where they can buy everything. If you got a tour coming up, anything, man. The floor is yours. Promote anything you want to, man.
Well, all I want to say is I thank you guys for having me on your show. Big up to you guys
thanks
on your
coming.
Show. You know, as far as me promoting, all I want to promote is that, you know, if you're an MC out there and you're looking for a way to get some streams up and get some good music out there, holler at me for a feature, man. Stop wasting your time, you know, doing features with these kids who are only famous on their block. Or you know, in their borough, you know what I mean? I'm a part of a legendary family, and the extension of the legacy that I'm a part of is worldwide. It's so worldwide that sometimes people can't even adjust to how worldwide it actually is. So think about your careers and think about where you're trying to get to on the next level so that, you know, if this is something that you're really interested in doing, holler at me. Let's get a song going. Let's get something out there so that you can get some residuals back and feel comfortable and feel great about the music that you're making.
Oh, yeah.
You can hit me up on any social media. Instagram is S_Childs. All my Facebook pages is just Solomon Childs. Twitter, Childs Solomon. I mean, you know, I'm not hard to find. And I guarantee you, if whoever you got a friend with on your Facebook has me already as a friend. So 9 times out of 10, it's as simple as that. You could just go to one of your friends' you know, address books or their friend requests and all that, and just Google me, or even do that. You could even Google my name on Google. A lot of people can't do that. You ask them, Google their name.
Six degrees of separation. You know, we're all connected some way or another.
Yeah, nothing comes up. Nothing comes up when you ask some of these guys to Google their name. But you Google my name, and, I mean, a lot of content will come up. So, you know, again, if you're really serious about getting your craft out there and doing what you got to do, holla at me.
That's what's up, man. Well, thanks again for coming on, man. And
check for that album, man. The 15th of December, chambermusic.com, music with a K. Check for that album. Don't ask permission, ask for forgiveness. Great album.
You got any features on it?
Yeah, I got a few features on it. Hellraiser, Capadonna. I got some features on it.
Hell yeah, December 15th. That's what's up, man. Well, look, man, I hope that, you know, you continue to work hard, man. You got a lot of things going on right now, man, and I wish you nothing but success. I got to thank you for coming on the show, man. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, definitely. Anytime, fellas. I'm here.
That's what's up, man. I got to thank Solomon Childs again. We're going to go to one more song, and we'll be right back. This is Solomon Childs, Say Yo. We'll be right back on the Murder Master Music Show.
Full music room. It's time to get that money. Hey, yo, Brian, pull all the big toys out for this one, baby. Yes, down. Go.
A little kid says, yo. I got a color TV, CD player, and golf stereo. And all I want is a capsule. Turn to Babylon, cocaine in the engine of my Avalon. When I speak, niggas is gone, listen like I'm Farrakhan. The block's on fire, hot like kerosene. We tryna bake more cakes than Sarah Lee. Let's get a set of keys. Your dick don't get hard when you broke through my project always. You can smell the gun smoke. Part one of the trilogy, homeboys, blood boys, with black leather gloves, boys. Or have a killer and click, boys. Let me go between my ass cheeks, boys. Shit on my head, K-tone in my head, boys. A little kid says, yo. I got a color TV, CD player, and golf stereo. And all I want is a capsule. I also got a 38, don't give me no answer. A little kid says, yo. I got a color TV, CD player, and golf stereo. And all I want is a capsule. More crimes, more murder, more homicide, F-Child. Movies that have blood like the X-Files. My papa was a general. My mom was the preacher's daughter. My projects was the meaning of slaughter. Had to get knocked down to stand tall. New York City's newest protocol. Austin, fire like the Bronx. Music for niggas who killed Norm. Black Steel Hawk, associate, snakes and sharks. So listen, I can feel your pain. Stress is a motherfucker. Be putting my broke new parts back together. My little sister had rusty skates. We ate Troy Rogers in my block cocaine gate. They gon' feel my rap like Rakim's Tommy Guns in 88.
When I get that feeling, I start robbing or stealing. When I get that feeling, I start robbing or stealing.
And if you wanted that bad, you could down on your knees and pray. Somebody try taking it from you, invite them to dance. And I ain't talking about no soiree. Hammers that are so flesh through the air, like Tony Hawk skateboard red. The streets be so real, them 9mm be clear. It's crunch time, second guess I'm trying to rename the people's champ.
A little kid says, yo, I got a color TV, CD player, and golf stereo. And all I want is a capsule. I also got a 38, don't give me no answer. A little kid says, yo, I got a color TV, CD player, and golf stereo. And all I want is a capsule. I also got a 38, don't give me no answer.
Yo, I'm saying, baby, I hope you have a in my little.
Solomon Childs, man, episode 469, that's in the bag. You know, last night, you know what I'm saying, Hellrell didn't really, he didn't come through, but Solomon Childs did, so shout out to him.
And look, man, if you tuned in last night because you wanted to hear Hellrell, like, look, man, we did our part, man. Like, you know, he said he'd come on. He knows we were sharing it. Like, he knows we had the promo out there. He just didn't call in. So, you know, we did our part, man. But if you tuned in last night and that's the first time you ever heard of us, go to our website, ugsforlife.com. There's a bunch of people go back 5 years. Just search your favorite hip-hop legend. You'll find something. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to Hellrell, though, man. He ain't been online for a while, man. You know, I don't know what's up with him. I hope he's all right, man. I haven't heard nothing about him. Like, haven't seen him online in a while. So I hope he's all right, man.
But, yeah, no doubt, man. I mean, a lot of these guys we interview, they're our age or older. You know what I'm saying? So we don't know. We just don't know what happened. Sometimes it ain't a case of them blowing us off or whatever. It might be a case of something more serious. So hopefully,
we still haven't found Cuckoo Cal.
Cuckoo Cal, he's in hibernation somewhere. But,
yeah.
You know, shout out to him, too, man. He didn't call in. That's fine. It's not my, it's not my business why he didn't call in. But at least had the decency to tell us, right? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Let us know that.
Dude,
I
don't understand. I get ignored every day by other people. So, like, if you're not going to come on, just don't answer me. Like, I don't bother you again. I ask you one time. If I don't get a response, I don't hit you up again. I'm just like, all right, you don't want to come on. I move on. So people ignore me all the time. So if you're not going to come on, then just don't ever talk. Like, don't ever reply to me and tell me to waste my time. Like, that's all you're making me do. It's bullshit. You know what I mean? Like,
just that simple.
Live up to your word. Like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm cool about it. I could fucking screenshot your messages and put it everywhere. Like, look, this fucking rapper didn't live up to his word. But I don't do that shit. I move on. So just don't make me fucking sit there and fucking share this post for a week. And then, you know, it's 10 o'clock at night on my end. You know what I mean? Like, make me sit on the fucking phone for an hour waiting for you. Like, if you're not going to come on, just don't fucking say you will. It's that simple. Like, you don't have to look like a fucking dickhead because it's not that important. You know what I'm saying? Like, just if you're not going to come on, don't say you're coming. I'm not going to be hurt. You know what I mean? Like, it's cool. Other people ignore me all the time. Like, I'm not going to get every guest. So don't say you'll be a guest and not show up. Just don't answer my email.
It's cool. It took me about 200 episodes to figure that out, Pat, because I used to get so fucking mad and so heated. You can go in the archives and listen. But then I come to the realization, well, fuck it. Once the archive got so big, it's like, who gives a fuck if this guy is not calling? It's like, who's checking for him anyway? If he's going to be on that type of shit, like, I don't see people beating down his door to interview whoever it might be. You know, I'm just saying, like, Cuckoo Cal or whoever the fuck. But now, I try to let it roll off my chest and just keep it moving because I know there's a damn good chance that here in a day or two or a couple days, we're going to have another guy that's twice as dope. You know what I'm saying? So, just keep checking the
website.
Be honest,
we're trying to even fucking interview me. It should be grateful we even fucking thought of them. You know what I mean?
Some of them are. It's just, it's how is this individual as a person? We don't know these people. If he's grateful for other things in life, then maybe he's grateful for the opportunity to come on this different platform, or even not even our show, another show, and be able to tell a story. Yeah. But if he's not even grateful for other things, then of course he's not going to give a shit about coming on the internet radio show. You know what I'm saying? It's just some of these people, some of these rappers, we put them, let's face it, Pat, we put them on pedestals just because we like their music. That doesn't mean they're good people. You know?
Yeah.
That doesn't mean they're good people. Yeah. I'm starting to look at my CD collection now with a more careful eye. It's like, is this guy a fucking child
molester?
You know, is this guy
a... I was like a diehard about like last year, and like now... Like, I look at their CD, I don't even think about it. Like, I have a bad feeling about it.
Yeah, like, you show me a KRS CD, it's like, nah, I don't want to fucking hear that.
Man.
You know,
you have no idea how, like, crazy
show
that
up,
is for me,
out of Planet Rock or something, I don't want to hear that crap. You know?
Yeah.
But let's get the fuck out of
with
here.
The mumble
rap. We spent enough time on here tonight. We had Solomon come through, you know what I'm saying? We didn't think he would, but he did. So shout out to him for taking the time to call in. Hope Hellrell's good. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure we'll get at him in the future. Keep fucking with us. UGSforLife.com. You know, we'll see what's going on. This Sunday, we're going to be doing a show on this bullshit that's going on in Libya with the slave trade over there. It's fucking horrible.
Yeah.
It's disgusting. But I do want to say this, though. Yeah, I'm going to say this on the show as well. Don't be surprised it's happening. Because it's been happening. Slavery never stopped. You know what I'm saying? It's just now they're showing images of it. But kids have been in sex slave rings, sweatshop rings, making the clothes and the shoes you wear. You know what I'm saying? For decades, centuries. You know, shit's not stopping. And what's going on in Libya right now is a horrible, inhumane thing. And hopefully we can shed some light on it to some of the people that listen to our radio shows. Saturday, Underground Saturday Night, episode 79. Everything else, go to UGSforLife.com. Check out the shows we got there. Sinister Sounds, Underground Mix, you know what I'm saying? The European Underground Circle, Slaughter Hour, Skinny Man on the Rant, fucking Hip Hop Roundtable. Man, it's all there. Church Reality. Just keep supporting what we're doing. And to the emulators out there, just, you know, we're not trying to emulate you, but you trying to emulate us, I guess that's a positive thing because it means we're doing something right. So keep emulating. I don't give a fuck. We're out of here. We'll see you guys tomorrow or Friday or Saturday or whatever. I don't know when exactly. Definitely Saturday. But we'll see you soon.
Yeah.